Welcome to the Spiral Up Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lachelle Weeney, a peak performance coach and business strategist dedicated to helping you see what's possible within you, the blind spots that are holding you back, and the solutions to ensure success and fulfillment without the hustle. I use my secret sauce of metaphysics, brain science, and scripture to work with God to manifest your ideal life and business. If you're ready to create massive forward momentum in your business and bust through the blocks that drag you down, join me on the Spiral Up journey and create the clarity, confidence, and consistency to become the CEO that lives your life by design. It's time to create the sustainable impact, income, and time freedom you desire. Faster. Now is the time to spiral
up. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Spiral Up Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Lachelle Weeme. Today, you guys are going to be in for a treat. We are going to be having a candid conversation with one of my dear friends, Dr. Crystal Whitmarsh. Dr. Crystal Whitmarsh is the founder, the CEO, the owner of WHW Physical Therapy, and she's just a dear friend. And one of the things that had me reach out to Crystal for this interview is that I am getting ready to host my Success Secrets Masterclass next week, you guys. And Crystal attended that masterclass when I did it last year, and like in July, actually. So not even a year ago. And one of the things that, you know, Crystal did was took advantage of my VIP option and was able to join me for my reverse engineering workshop. It's like a hands-on, you know, in-person experience, right? Where we reverse engineered your goals. And it's like, it gives me goosebumps, girl. Like when I think about where you were at that time last year, July of 2023, and where you are right now in May of 2024, it's blowing my mind. And for those of you guys, we're going to get into this conversation, but just to kind of give you some backstory. So Crystal is in a really cool, fun, unique, part of my life and my business. Not only has she been a friend, but she's also one of my Spiral Up clients. And she also is one of my Spiral Up experts. So inside of Spiral Up, we have the opportunity for my clients to be able to learn from various world-class experts from all over the place. And I asked Crystal to come in because she is a whiz when it comes to just honestly everything that has to do with taking care of our body and overcoming fears, which is partly what we're going to talk about today. So Crystal, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm so excited. It's so good to see you.
It's so fun. It feels like, I think I just sent you a text the other day. I'm like, how is it that we've only been Facebook friends for 7 years, right? It was something like that. And it's like, I feel like I've known you my whole life, but I still remember the night that we met. Do you remember?
I do. Yes. It was that Wednesday night at church, right? Like the very beginning of your, the beginning of your business coaching career, right?
Yeah, I think that, I was like, I think I was still building my network marketing company and I was like, I want to connect with other women in business. And so I created this small group at church for other people in business. And I think that you were there to support your husband at the time who was growing his coffee roasting business, who also had still, you know, had a corporate job and was wanting to make an exit strategy. So gosh, like what a cool way for you to come on here today and talk about how that is when we met. Like Jim was working in his job, trying to build his coffee business. You were working full-time physical therapy at, you know, an academic medical center. Mm-hmm. And now what? Tell us where you're at these days.
Yeah, now we're both full-time self-employed business owners and making it happen, following God's guidance for our lives. And we have this amazing freedom to spend more time together as a family. And that is just incredible.
Oh my gosh. And I was so excited when you were, you know, wanting to work with me because I was exactly where you were, but just a couple steps ahead of you. Right. And so I had left my 20-year career at the same academic medical center and was living my dream life. And then when I get to work with my dream clients like you, like, it's like, how in the heck is this my life? Right.
Right.
So why don't you tell us, give us a little backstory about who you were when you were taking that Success Secrets Masterclass, when you took the reverse engineering workshop with me, and kind of paint that picture of who Crystal was then.
Yeah, goodness. It feels like a lot more than 6 months ago. And I think because of how much has changed since then, right? At that time, I was working part-time in research at that medical center. Yeah. And then also had started my own physical therapy practice. Yeah. I started my practice in January of 23, so January of last year. So the business is just a little over a year old. Yeah. And one of the biggest things with the Success Secrets class, and we'll get into the reverse engineering in a minute, but I was looking for how do I manage my time, right? And because I was starting to see clients, you know, 2 days a week and then having to go to my research job 3 days a week. Mm-hmm. So time was becoming very, very hard for me. Yes. And yet I was stuck in fear. I didn't want to leave that research position because I was afraid that I wouldn't be able to bring enough clients in to cover expenses and then some, right? And then taking that reverse engineering class helped me to look at what exactly do I need to do? How many discovery calls do I need to make to get this many initial evaluations, to sell this many packages, to cover? I think we were looking at how do we pay down my student loans, right? Like specifically what we did. And it just gave me so much, you know, like knowledge is power. And it gave me that knowledge and freedom to feel like this is doable. Not only can I replace my income, but also, you know, pay down debt.
Yeah. And, you know, you were juggling all of that and being a mom of two little sweet boys and your husband is an entrepreneur. Like you were the, you know, a really big part of his marketing strategy, right? Because Jim is really good at roasting coffee and you were better with, you know, just getting out into the community and stuff. And so you had a lot on your plate, sister. And so when you decided to work with me in August of last year, I remember so vividly just you really wanting to break away from all of the hustle and grind. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So it, you know, when you start to, when your calendar starts to close up, you know, and like people, like I was trying to get in new clients, but they were starting to get, like, it was going to take 2 weeks to get them in. Right. And then suddenly it was going to take 3 weeks to get them in. And then also trying to keep up with all the things and family and church and coffee business. It just got really overwhelming. And I was finding that the freedom in owning my own practice, allowing myself to block personal time, or like, for example, next week is my kids' track and field day at school. They always do track and field day at the end of the year. Last year, I could only go to one of the kids' track and field days because I couldn't get the other day off from work.
Yeah.
This year, I blocked my calendar for both days. So I get to be the mom I want to be, right? So I just found myself craving more and more of that freedom. Yeah. It wasn't that the research job was bad, but it definitely restricted what I was able to do. And so,
absolutely.
But I didn't quite know how to take the steps to get there, how to just like leap and trust that once I opened up my calendar, the calendar would fill, right? Like I was hitting that kind of mental roadblock.
Yeah.
And I also struggled with the fear of letting down the people I worked with because I did highly respect them.
Yeah. You know?
And I thought if I leave, then who's going to fill those shoes? And I remember we had a very significant breakthrough call. It was one of my one-on-one sessions with you. And I actually was at my job, my research job when we were chatting, right? So I was like in my office space and you helped remind me that I could have been blocking somebody else by staying in that role. Like my fear was holding me back, but also preventing somebody else from taking on that position. And that really helped me to see like, oh, right? It's not just me that's affected by this choice.
Right. So our fears can, like you said, kind of get in the way of our own destiny, but it could also be blocking somebody else's. And we really had to, because I've been there, right? Like, you know that. And so it's like we had to be able to step in and accept the law of sacrifice, which is we have to be willing to give up the good for the great, even though the great is, you know, like there's this big giant question mark. And you liked your job. You really did. And you were really good at it. But it's like you knew that God was calling you for more. Yeah. And it just took a lot of, you know, deep down realization that he's got us.
Yeah.
Right. And that's and it. I remember one night during our mastermind class or mastermind coaching session that we have on the month. Why don't you tell us about that? Because that was a huge night for you too.
Yeah. So I had volunteered to be in the hot seat that night. And my biggest thing, again, I think at that time I was still in my research position and I was like, I'm feeling suffocated. I don't have enough time to really like do more of the marketing things that I know I need to do because I'm busy fulfilling. Right. And so we pulled up my schedule. And I think one of the first things, one of the members in the group, because it's so cool that it's such a collective, right? It wasn't even one of the experts, but one of the Spiral Up students, right? Yeah. They were like, Crystal, there's no time in there for personal time. I was like, well, no wonder why I'm feeling suffocated, right? But what I saw when I pulled up that blocked schedule was that Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays were blocked for my research job. And those were spots that then I could not allow to my clients in my business to be able to serve them better.
Yeah.
And by seeing that, it helped me realize that's where I want my focus to be. And that's why I need to leave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a huge aha. And what I remember, I don't remember exactly what month that was because we do monthly masterminds. I want to say it was October, but I might be wrong. It might have been at September because you then said to me, like, Lachelle, I'm going to talk to my boss November 7th, I think is what the day was. Like, wow. Like, so you went from, you know, very, very short period of time to like, okay, I'm resigning.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think the mastermind call must have been September. And then we had our one-on-one in October. And then you held me accountable. When are you going to do this? Right. Like you can tell you need to do it. You're saying you're going to do it. What's your timeline? And I want to say I was going to be on vacation or something. So I was like, well, the day I get back from vacation, we'll do it. It really helped me to have that goal. But I was also afraid because I had only been in the position. I had started in March in research and it was November, right?
Yeah.
But this isn't very much time. I feel like I'm letting them down, right? You're supposed to be in a position for a year. And I think you said to me, Crystal, who says you have to stay in a job for a year? Where does that come from? Like, it's not truth, right? You don't have to. And that was really helpful to see that.
So we identify our butts, right? Like our butts are like, I would love to do this, but... And then looking at this, like, okay, is this truth?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, was lightning going to strike you if you left early? And in fact, like everything has worked out really, really well for you. And I just remember like you texting me in December and you're like, Lachelle, I think it was one of your biggest months you've had, like financially, like we're just, you know, five figures in a month and you were able to take a full week off at Christmas. So basically you made more money than you'd ever made before in 3 weeks.
Yep. And I took that week off. And then actually the same thing happened in January. January, I was out with COVID for a whole week and then 3 weeks worked and still hit that five figure mark. And and then February, same thing. I went on this amazing retreat down in St. John. So I've been consistently probably working about 3 weeks a month and replacing my income, which is
incredible. I love that. I love your story because you're the mom that you want to be. You are the wife that you want to be. You have overcome some pretty significant fears. I want you to kind of shed some light with the people who are listening, who are like, okay, thanks Crystal for letting me know what's possible. But like you're making this sound really easy, right? Yeah. Like what are some of the fears that had you blocked and what advice do you get for people who are struggling with any big fear that they have in their life?
Yeah. I think one of the biggest things that I needed to overcome, and honestly, I still have to overcome it every day, is this money mindset concept and the fear that there won't be enough. It's like living in scarcity.
Right?
And I think every time there's a new month in the beginning of the month, I get this fear that there won't be enough. But really figuring out where does that money mindset struggle come from, you know, and then how do I let that go and move past it?
Yeah.
Part of that came from my past, right? Yeah. And kind of that childhood trauma that led to, you know, having this concept of scarcity.
Yeah.
Or feeling like I needed to hustle to get ahead or make it, right?
Yeah.
But another part of that too is just in my profession as a doctor of physical therapy, when you work in a big system, you're not always valued, or maybe the value is there, but nobody really tells you, right? There's not this expression of you have a significant amount of knowledge, you know? I mean, I went to school for 10 years, right? And when you're in a system, it's just kind of like, okay, you're just hustling, it's the numbers, right? Trying to see all the people, trying to get everything in. You don't actually see the money that gets exchanged for your services. You know, and so there's been this big transition of recognizing the value that I provide, the education I've had, the knowledge I have, the skills that I have with my experience, and being like, darn right, this is what I'm worth, right?
Yeah.
And the right people are going to be the ones that are okay with paying that. And anybody else, that's okay if it's not for them.
Right.
Big deal.
100%. You've had so many mindset shifts. And I just want to point out a couple things from what you said for the listeners, that we had to kind of get really deep into some subconscious beliefs and some significant things that had gone in your life that had given you this idea of money and scarcity. Yeah. And so that was really great to start to uncover and unravel some of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I want to just give you some credit, sister, because it's like, yes, this has been a continuous thing that you're having to readdress, but you guys need to understand this. Crystal continues to shatter her next goal and her next goal and her next goal. So she went from, like, in July of 2023, like, hey, Lachelle, can we reverse engineer my, you know, my thing, to now you have a physical therapist who works for you. Like, you went from, like, needing to quit your corporate job to going up on your own to now already growing so fast that you now have brought in additional, like, help, and you're continuing. So it's like every time, you guys, we bump up against a new layer of our comfort zone, it is going to feel scary. And Crystal, that's one of the things that she's had to experience, is that she's had such fast success.
Yeah.
But it feels like it's something that she has to keep doing. But what is happening is she keeps bumping up against a new layer of her comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And I want to remind you that as you spiral up, I want you to acknowledge that the spiral is really just going to sometimes bump up against old patterns, old, I call them bruises, right? Their subconscious beliefs. There might be new comfort zone levels. And when you bump up against that, as you're spiraling up, it's like, ouch. And then you just want to, like, withdraw and back away. Yeah. And so what you've done, Crystal, is you've allowed yourself to, like, recognize it. And you're like, okay, yep, there it is again. Yeah. But now I have new tools. Now I've learned more about myself. Now I have, like, whatever. And all of this part of your story has really showed your amazing continuation of faith in God, knowing that he's going to provide for you, that you're modeling that for your kids. And I just, like, say it's so freaking fun to watch you continue to spiral up and inspire everybody that's around you.
Yeah. I think, you know, you make a really good point about that, right? Because it's not that when we hit those boundaries that we're, it's not that you're sliding backwards.
Right.
It's more that you're just reaching a new level. And the tendency, especially in my brain, is to shrink myself down because that's what I've experienced in life.
Right.
Like, dim yourself instead of leveling up. And that's one of the things that you and your program has really helped me with, because when you're surrounding yourself by other people that are constantly working on leveling up, then they give you those tips and reminders of, like, hey, no, we're not going to stay at this emotional vibration. We're going to keep leveling up into more of the positive ones. You know, and that those reminders then just get easier and easier to turn your thinking around, because, you know, like, the more you do it, the easier it gets. You, like, it's like neuroplasticity. You create those new exit ramps, and then they get deeper and deeper and deeper the more that you see them.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah.
It's so much fun, and who you surround yourself with and all of that is so important, because it's so easy for us in business to want to spiral down. But when you can catch yourself in the drop and you redirect yourself back up, it's huge. And I think that the other thing that, you know, I feel has been so important to your journey, and then it's going to also be a great transition to me talking about how you've changed my life, is just this concept of accountability.
Yeah.
So like, you knew what you needed to do. Mm-hmm. You just needed somebody to help to guide you, kind of lock arms with you, to hold your hand when you needed it, to pull you back up when you needed it, to say, all right, this is what you said you were going to do. By when and how will I know?
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. And that's where the success in motion comes from. That's where the spiraling up comes from, because you're allowing somebody else to hold you accountable when you're scared.
Yeah.
Who love you enough that they're not going to let you fail. Like, I would never have guided you towards something that was irresponsible. Yeah. Did I ever say, Crystal, what are you still doing in your job?
No.
I helped you discover that yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And exactly. I supported you in that. Right.
Right. Yeah.
And so you have to be careful on who you're, you know, you're using as accountability, because if somebody could very well easily steer you in the wrong direction, but you want to be with people who are going to love you enough to be there for you when it's hard, or to let you figure it out on your own and then be there to support you, to be able to tell you what you need to hear when you don't want to hear it. Like, all of those things are so freaking important. And that's why I am so grateful for you. So I already mentioned, you guys, that Crystal is one of my experts, and I asked her to become a Spiral Up expert because I felt like it is really easy for us as entrepreneurs to get so caught up in, you know, what we're doing with our business that we can neglect to take care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what happened to me. You know, you've probably heard me talk about this before, but when I wrote my book last year, I wrote it in 6 days, and sitting in my, you know, comfy couch for 6 days in a row was really hard on my back. And I didn't realize it, because I'm a generator in human design. Like, I was in my flow, baby. I didn't even want to get up to go to the bathroom when I was in this space, because I felt like God was like literally working through me.
Yeah.
But at the end of that time, I was like, holy crap. Like, my SI joint was completely out of whack, and I was in significant pain. And I ended up getting a hold of Crystal when my family and I went on a cruise, because I couldn't stand, I couldn't sit, I couldn't lay down. Like, I was so uncomfortable, and you were so gracious with me. And once I got back, I realized that I am not going to be able to fulfill my purpose. I am not going to be able to walk across stages. I'm not going to be able to do what I need to do if I am not taking care of myself.
Right.
And I finally made myself a priority, and I wanted you to be here as an expert resource to help other people take care of themselves. Because if we're not taking care of our body, then how are we going to stand up and physically be able to perform the things? Many of the people in my community want to live their life by design, like I do. We love to travel.
Right.
I want to be able to walk across Europe when I want to go. Yeah. I want to be able to swim with the dolphins when I go. I want to be able to do all these things. But if I can barely get out of bed because I've allowed my business to become my priority instead of myself and the vessel that God has, you know, given me, then how am I going to make the impact that I want? Right. So that's kind of how this relationship kind of came into existence.
Yeah.
But we're talking today about fear, and we're talking today about the power of having a partner in this. And you guys, I just got to tell you that Crystal has made a huge difference in my confidence when it comes to my body and what I'm capable of.
Mm.
And so I made, you know, that for Crystal with what she was capable of in her business, but she made this for me and my body. Mm-hmm. So a little backstory, many of you guys probably have never heard me share this, but when I was in anesthesia school, I hurt a nerve in my foot, and it came out of nowhere. Like, one day I just couldn't walk, and it was really, really bad. And that started a 7-year experience of me having very significant foot pain. And at one point I even broke that same foot, because God, I think, said, mm-hmm. it's time for you to sit and let this heal. But even then, it was a really long journey. And I think the hardest part with that injury was that I never knew what caused it. And because I never knew what caused it, I didn't know how to prevent it. And it was so bad that at one point that I had a physician actually inject alcohol into the nerve to kill the nerve so that the pain would go away. But that doesn't mean that the underlying reason that it did that ever went away. And so I always had this fear that it was going to come back, or that, you know, whatever. And the other thing that this experience had led to was me getting custom orthotics made and me literally getting rid of all of my shoes and only wearing shoes that could fit my orthotics. I mean, I've gotten like super resourceful, you guys. Like, I should patent this dang thing, but I have orthotics that I put Velcro and another piece of Velcro on the actual sandal so that I could swap out my orthotics into different sandals just to be able to wear things in the summer. And what you did for me, Crystal, like, I'm going to get choked up here, but what you did for me is you gave me the confidence to start to explore what it would be like for me to not wear my orthotics, to allow for my body, because my body over the last, that would happen in 2007. So we're talking many years ago that my body has been relying on these orthotics, which has greatly impacted my gait, my core stability, like all of these things. And she helped me to understand that it's okay. And she was patient with me, and it started with a pair of tennis shoes. Mm-hmm. And now, you guys, I have the cutest shoes that do not have orthotics in them. Like, I am fashion girl. Like, I love shoes. I have way more shoes than any human being should ever have. And I'm starting to wear them. And now, like, I have a picture of a woman wearing high heels on my vision board. Like, that is what I want to be able to manifest for myself. And it's all started with you, Crystal. It all started with you giving me the confidence to be able to go overcome the fear, honestly, that was holding me back for a really long time and making me have the identity of someone who is broken, having the identity of somebody who's injured, instead of just having the identity of somebody who's strong and powerful and can do it, right? I was no longer a victim, but a victor because of your help.
Right. That's so amazing. And it makes me emotional too, because that's my goal, right? My goal is always to level up the person in front of me, right? And I'm trying to remember, and maybe you remember, but I think there was like a visit where you were with me where that realization had happened, where you were like, I think I've been, and you realized it. I don't think it was me. I think you realized it. You're like, I think I've been relying on my orthotics for so long. I just assume that I need them all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And it's kind of, it's also like with that SI belt.
Yes. My belt. Gotta love my belt.
That's cool, right. So when we have anything like that, orthotics, a brace, a belt, it helps in the moment, and it's supposed to, it's a great tool, right? Medications, same thing, but that's not where we want to stay.
Right.
You know, you want to be able to do that. And I don't want you wearing high heels every day.
No.
But girl, if you can walk across the stage and feel sexy and amazing and like beautiful and strong, that is, I mean, that's the best win you can ever have.
Right. Yeah. It's just, it's so much fun. And then the other thing that you really helped me do as well is go from like, I just want to get out of pain.
Yeah.
To, I want to have my core strong enough so that this pain doesn't come back. Like, it was no longer a band-aid of just going to the chiropractor or just doing this or that. Like, you're like, nope, let's strengthen the core, which is a root problem of all of this. Yep. So we went from get out of pain to let's treat the core issue to let me show you how to exercise, lift to build muscle and have the body that you want. I requested that. I never thought that was possible. Like, I'm in my mid 40s. Like, it's too late for me. And you helped me see that it wasn't. Yeah. And it's just like all of that's really regained this confidence in myself inside and out. Right. And I think that I cannot say enough how amazing you are and how much having somebody who has the knowledge that you do. Yeah. But because you've done the work that we've done, you also have this fantastic mindset. You understand what it means to level up and you help your clients level up.
Yeah.
And you watch them and you guide them through that process. And it's freaking beautiful.
Thank you so much. I think that is what a huge blessing of doing what I do and in the setting that I do it in. Right. I have the opportunity to integrate,
yeah,
not just whole person wellness,
right,
but things that I have learned along my journey, you know, incorporating emotions,
yes, and
even just allowing space for things to happen, right? And that does, that affect like your clients, whether or not it's verbalized, will sense your vibrations.
100%, right?
And that affects their healing. And I think to be able to work through that process, and that is, you described my three-step process perfectly, right? So, you know, like just kind of going back to that, that first step is, you know, evaluating your pain, reducing your pain, getting you out of that. And then your second step is, you know, elevating, diving deep into the root cause, fixing muscle imbalances,
yeah,
working on that core strength, right? But you were able to reach my third phase, which is the most important. And it's the phase that gets missed a lot of times in your typical insurance-based clinic.
Yeah.
It's that empower phase, right? Mm-hmm. Going from just everyday activities being pain-free, mm-hmm, to now leveling yourself up,
yeah,
right? What is that goal you really want to be able to do that you didn't think you were able to because you're in your mid-40s?
Yep. Right? Yep.
Like, tackle that. It's possible. Maybe not the next day.
Yeah. I just think it's so fun. Like, you and I both have overcome so many fears together and shown, yeah, each other what's possible. And that kind of leads me to the last point that I want to make here, which is, you had actually reached out to me and you're like, Lachelle, I really want to find more balance. I want to find more ways to make money when I can be like with my boys and my husband.
Yeah.
And what we did was we basically formulated a plan for you to partner with fitness coaches.
Yeah.
And essentially, it's so freaking brilliant because you are now able to do virtual consultations with people who want to be a part of, you know, fitness programs, but they're worried about this chronic back pain, this chronic knee pain. Like, oh, I don't know if I can work with this trainer because I have this, this, or this. And you're able to come in, you're able to identify what the issue is, you're able to help them to know that things are possible.
Yeah.
And you help them to make some subtle adjustments so that they can actually start proving to themselves that they're capable of. Like, it's so freaking cool.
Yeah. It's amazing. That's been a super great partnership. I love collaborating with them and being able to, I'm basically an extra guide, you know,
yeah,
providing,
yeah,
that reassurance that they're on the right path and they're,
yeah,
they're capable. They're able to overcome those fears.
Yes. And I mean, I know that like, if I were to go to any like generic fitness person, mm-hmm, and they would say, hey, Lachelle, I want you to do squats and lunges, I would feel uneasy about that because of the cushion of the ball of my foot. But when I knew I had you, I'm, yeah, like, hey, Crystal, this is what they're asking me to do. What modifications can I do? Or maybe you just give me the permission, like, Lachelle, you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
And so it's like, oh my gosh, like just to have somebody help me break free of the shackles of fear that have been around all of those things,
yes,
and to allow myself to shed them and just to freaking show up like normal is,
yeah,
just empowering.
Yeah.
And not realizing how much I gave my power away.
Right.
Right. It's so cool. So you guys, if you are somebody who would really love to start stepping up your physical game, that you're wanting to prove to yourself what you're capable of on that space, but you've allowed an identity of an injury, a chronic situation, hold, mm-hmm, you back from even discovering or exploring what that could look like, I'm going to invite you to connect with Dr. Crystal Whitmarsh, mm-hmm, because she is so good at what she does. And Crystal, you can do virtual coaching, wellness coaching visits anywhere in the country. This does,
yeah,
not have to be in Minnesota.
Exactly.
And so I want to invite you guys to reach out to her. If you're like, I'd never thought that I would be able to do any of these exercises or to work out or to lose weight because of my injury, because of my chronic pain, you are going to want to connect with her. All right. So that's my first thing. My second thing is, I want you to know that next week we kick off our Success Secrets Masterclass, and it is something that is going to help you essentially get to the root cause of why you might not be growing as fast as you want to, or why you've been consistently trying new strategies over and over again, but you're not getting the results. I have identified 7 core foundational strategies that are going to help you to scale any business using any strategy, because we get to the root cause of what the heck is going on. And that's what we're going to talk about inside of the Success Secrets. I also am going to be offering my reverse engineering workshop to my VIPs, and that is going to be probably one of the best investments you'll ever make. So the workshop is a $47 VIP investment, but the masterclass is completely free. So come and check it out. The registration link is going to be in the show notes. And I just, girl, it gives me goosebumps to see how far you've come in such a short period of time. Thanks for trusting me. Thanks for being my friend. Thanks for being such an amazing inspiration to me. And I hope you guys got as much out of this as I did. Crystal, any last words?
Yeah, just thank you for being my guide along the way, right? Like, this would not, I truly believe this, I would not be where I am without you or without your program. And Success Secrets was the first step to that. So I highly recommend everybody take advantage of that and the VIP offer. And then, yeah, if you would like to get connected to me, my website is whwphysicaltherapy.com. There's a quick link in there just to schedule a free 15-minute consult. And if you mention this podcast, I'll give you 20% off your first initial visit.
Woot woot. That's amazing. Thanks, Crystal. We appreciate it. All right, you guys, till the next time, keep leveling up, keep spiraling up, and we love you. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and leave a review. Each honest review helps me spiral up so that I can serve you even better. Whether you're feeling a lack of impact, income, or time freedom, or perhaps you're just ready for massive momentum in your business, let's chat. Apply for a breakthrough call so that you can gain clarity, identify what's holding you back, and make a plan to spiral up. Head on over to iam-lifebydesign.com/breakthrough. Or access the link in the show notes. For immediate support, log into our community, The Better Club. We focus on inspiration, tactical guidance, and support. This is a community that wants to be better, do better, and have better in life and in business, and we're gonna help you do the same. Let's spiral up, friends.